This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's one of America's greatest treasures, and we're lucky enough to be joined by him every Wednesday morning at 9:35. It's Wednesday, it's Wojo, and back in his regularly scheduled time, it's Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Wojo.
You guys have no idea what it's like to be up so late, be up so early this morning, watching the end of that Tigers game. You guys have no idea what it's like to be up at that hour.
We don't. Stoney and I don't, because that happened well after sleepy
bedtime,
time. Last night. Yeah. What time did the game end?
I think it was right around 12:30, and I kept saying to myself, because, you know, I had to do the world-famous Wednesdays with Woji,
oh.
So I couldn't stay up all night. And I kept saying, that's it. Last inning, not, and then three runs to tie it. All right, that's it, last inning. And then actually it was odd when K-Rod came in. It did turn out to be the last inning. That's strange.
Do you know he's tied for the American League in most losses? Five. Which is very odd for a reliever before Memorial Day.
Very odd for a reliever who only pitches about once a week now.
Yeah.
What would you... Could you give some guess as to how many fans were still there from watching on TV? Because I got to think when the Orioles scored three in the 12th, the real diehards are like, okay, well, screw that. I'm not staying now.
Well, you need to check with our men on the scene there. That would be the Rieger and the Birchie kid, because they were there till the end. But I will tell you this. Have you guys noticed this phenomenon this year watching on the FSD, the Fox Sports Detroit?
Yes.
Especially late at night when the crowd has dwindled, and especially I think it was when Justin Upton struck out.
Yes.
You could hear what he said. He said, fudge!
And Mario apologized.
He did. And there was another one. I think it was after Justin Wilson gave up the two-out home run to Trumbo, which, that never happens to the Tigers. He yelled it. At least he yelled it into his gloves. So the Tigers' policy should be, if you want to curse, curse it into your glove.
Now,
you can't quite hear it as much.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. We're talking to Wojo here, 97.1 The Ticket. Tigers did lose 13-11 last night in 13 innings.
Wojo, I did mention earlier that for the first time in a long time, even though the result wasn't good, when Justin Wilson came into the game, I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch. I'm not going to get all nervous and things like that because I think he's really good. Is there something wrong with me?
No. Can I let you guys in on a little secret?
Okay.
And if I had actually pushed the button on this, you wouldn't be talking to me today because I'd be in the witness protection program. I was about to do one of my little troll things because he was so good. With two outs of the ninth, I was about to send the tweet about something like, Justin Wilson, are you relieved? Was it worth getting through the K-Rod mess to arrive at a dominant closer like Justin Wilson? It was written. My chubby little finger was poised because you send that before the end of the game to look like a genius, right?
Yes.
And something told me, Wojo, don't be a dumbass in this case. The very next pitch, boom, say. Now, I don't know what I actually say because I just told the story that I was going to do it. So,
well, that's yeah. I was going to say that's weird because I've noticed on your Twitter account, you can follow Wojo at Bob Winowski. You oftentimes point out to the masses when a no hitter is going on.
Oh no! I never point out when a no hitter is going on.
Oh.
Just when certain elements are at play.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, see, I don't know, but it just speaks to how there's nothing, there's almost literally nothing you can count on right now with the Tigers. Can you count on Maggie coming up with a big hit right now? No.
No.
Can you count on Justin Upton getting a guy in from third with less than two outs?
No.
No. Can you count on even those young pitchers, Boyd and Norton? Fulmer, see, I just jinxed it. He pitches tonight. Fulmer might be the only thing you can count on right now.
Yeah, Fulmer goes against Ubaldo tonight. Woj will be broadcasting live at Comerica Park starting at 6 o'clock.
You can count on J.D. Martinez finishing up with 75 home runs.
Okay, that's true. And you can also count on Alex Avila leading the team in hitting four pitch hitting.
No, but see, if I were, there's only a certain number of people who can become columnists like you, Woj. But if I were a columnist sitting at that game night, I think my column would have been, this night, this game sums up this team, doesn't it? I mean, there's just not quite enough there. Yet at the same time, we can't quit them because there's still a lot there.
Right. There absolutely is. You should write a column at some point.
No. I'm not profound enough.
That is absolutely it. And I was sort of thinking that as I was watching it, because this is a fairly long stretch now. This season, all of last season, and then going back to like most of the previous season, where this is what they've been. Like, I went to your Little League baseball game last night. Yeah, to watch little Josh play. He had a great game.
Yeah.
And I was chatting with some of the Tiger fans and the parents, and they're like, I don't know. Like, the Tigers are such a – you can't get way too excited about it, but you just when you really want to bury them and get really annoyed by them, they do something. So,
but even last night, they were buried. I mean, they were 7-1 down. You figured, okay, they're going to bring in Sanchez. They said they brought in Chad Bell. Game's over, right?
They're saved by the bell.
Use that line.
Did?
Yeah,
I gotta pull a gov here. You guys are not allowed to use that line, seeing as combined, you guys have seen exactly zero episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I agree with you. Is that the one with the screech guy?
Yes, yeah. That's all you guys know.
Kelly Kapowski.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't.
Where did they go? Where did they hang out after school?
It wasn't the Peach Pit.
The Max.
Peach Pit. Good one, Stoney.
Where did they go to school?
California.
High.
Bayside. Come on. This is embarrassing. Anyway.
I don't know, Eddie. I just know Saved by the Bell.
Who was the principal?
Principal Steuben.
I don't know.
Steuben Belding. Come on.
Oh, I knew it sort of closed.
It was a Saturday afternoon, a Saturday morning show for the most part.
What happened the one season where Kelly and Jesse got into a contract dispute and didn't appear for one full season?
They wrote him off the script with meth addictions.
No, actually, no. But there was one episode where Jesse did get addicted to pills. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Elizabeth Berkley was on that show, right?
She played Jesse.
Yeah, she's the one that had the pill addiction.
Stupid
yeah.
show.
She was Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah. You guys interviewed her on the Stoney and Wojo Radiothon
one year.
Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
You did?
Yes.
Yes. She's from Farmington Hills. She's the one who was in Striptease. Remember the actress?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. She was a very nice lady.
Yes, I know. I know her brother.
Right.
Now, who was the teacher in the college years?
All right. Golick.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Stoney, what were you saying?
Oh, Woj, I have one question for you here. I think next year, if asked, since obviously the Pistons didn't listen to us to bring Eastwood the dog to the lottery, would you go and represent the Pistons and be the party gag and maybe they'll get a better chance next year? Because they'll be in a lottery again.
Of course. And they really get. No, did you guys know the stats on their lack of luck?
It's not good.
This is now their 11th lottery they've been in. They've moved up once, and they really made a good advantage with that one.
I know.
When they moved up and got Darko.
I know.
They've moved down four times and stayed the same six times.
Woo!
They virtually do nothing. And see, that's weird. The NBA, let's see, and people rip it on the NBA, and the Celtics and Lakers get the top two picks. That's weird, huh?
But see, I presented this theory to Stoney earlier, and everyone always talks about puck luck and how the NHL, the playoffs are so fluky. I would argue that the single most important factor to success in the NBA is luck.
Well, it's part of it. But
No. It's all of it.
Top of the draft, I don't think.
What's that?
There's no LeBron. There's no complete franchise change.
No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying you look at the Spurs, Duncan. The Cavs, LeBron. I mean, the Cavs and the Warriors are now held up as like, oh, the epitome of basketball. In fact, you wrote a column about this whole thing last week. Well, the Cavs got LeBron twice. They got Kyrie by winning the draft. And then the Warriors got two guys in Green and Curry who have turned into like transcendent players. Nobody even thought they were going to be.
Well, I presented this theory last night on the world famous Wojo show, and I sort of am going to stick to it. I think when the Pistons took Darko, and I know other teams were going to take Darko, I know, but it turned out to be the worst, like, number two overall pick ever. The basketball god said, we cut you some slack, and you dumbasses did that with it. Never again. Never again are they going to win in the lottery because of that.
But the Cavaliers took, who was the kid? Anthony Bennett. Anthony Bennett, who I don't even know if he played the NBA.
He's not in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Well, that was at the last time they won the number one overall pick, or the 12th time, I forget.
That was the year after Kyrie, right?
Exactly.
Right. So now they're done.
All right. More importantly, Wojo, you get your rompers yet?
Now, I heard you guys talking about this, and believe it or not, while I was listening to you jackasses, I hopped on the interwebs and looked up what they are. You know, this is what's wrong with our planet. And I know you guys think there's other things like going on in Washington.
No, it's clothes for douches is what they are.
No, this is what's wrong. People have too much time. Like, who sits around and thinks about that would look good on a dude? Like, it's a... Well, first of all, maybe when you're watching the Tigers, because it's like a giant diaper, isn't it? Right?
Yeah, and as one caller did accurately point out about 20 minutes ago, to go to the bathroom, you essentially have to disrobe. Now, most of us who don't do that in public, Stoney, that's not a big issue for. But for somebody like Stoney, if he's out at the bar, he's going to have to basically take his clothes off to make a number two.
Well, wait, but you can tinkle normal, right?
Yeah, I believe. It looks like there are zippers on those things.
Yeah.
Tinkle spots, yeah. I don't understand. That's just one of those things like the frat kids do these days to be cool, right?
No,
apparently not. According to Fell, that Sully, Birchfield, and Bogies are all going to own them by the middle of the summer.
You know what I would like to see? How about you guys convince, they're coming in next, convince Gator to go buy one and wear it in.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll see. Hey, real quick, we got to run, Woj. Tonight you'll be down at Comerica Park. It is Pink Out the Park night.
Yep.
The annual event. Do you have any topics lined up for your show from 6 to 6:45?
Yeah, we do. As everybody knows, Jamie used to do a show with me before he abandoned me. It's our annual Pink Out at the Park show. Great cause. Find a cure for breast cancer. But we always do the topic, what is your favorite pink food to eat?
Pink cotton candy.
Okay, what about pink grapefruit?
That's
what
okay.
about salmon?
Oh, salmon's very good.
Mm-hmm.
What about tuna?
No, that doesn't work.
Oh.
What normally wins, Jamie?
I think cotton candy. I think Stoney's right on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can think about it. That'll be tonight, 6 o'clock.
Pink gum.
Pink jelly beans.
Well.
Uh-huh.
All right, Woj. We'll look forward to that. Thanks, buddy. There he is. Wednesdays with Wojo, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.